The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? I'm your host, David Williams, along with
Sam Brewski, and this is Old Grizz.
Welcome to the show, guys. We're bringing you post-game after the Grizzlies fall apart and lose to an absolutely terrible Cleveland Cavalier team. It was a catastrophe. It was awful. And Dylan Brooks, what in the hell are you doing? What are you doing, man?
It's his world. We're just living in it.
Like he's the only player on the court.
It's his world. We're just living in it.
Wasted so much time at the end of the game, dribbling around about getting stripped, and then slops up some sort of bull crap. I don't even know what the heck it was, man. Don't know what it was. I'm generally Mr. Optimistic, look on the bright side of things. We've got this and this and this that's positive, but this game was a big old fat load of dump.
Some stats look good from the young guys, but that's about it.
You're going to have stats. Like guys are going to put up numbers, but there's no way that the Grizzlies should lose to this team. The Cavaliers are terrible, man.
Poo-poo.
Jordan Clarkson played out of his mind. He shot the ball great all night long. Started off 5 for 5 from deep. He missed a couple to finish the game, but he ended with 33 points. He just played extremely well.
He did good.
Not going to knock him. The Cavaliers are, outside of a couple veteran guys, essentially in the same spot as the Grizzlies as far as a rebuild. Honestly, they have Kevin Love, which is a superstar veteran player.
Who's hurt all the time.
Yeah, Kevin Love has not been Kevin Love.
Love you, Kevin. Still like you.
He hasn't been Kevin Love for at least 3 years now. At least. He just can't stay on the floor. Tristan Thompson the same way. Those guys are often on the injury list. All season long, they've been that way. Just can't stay healthy. The Grizzlies just did not look like they wanted this win tonight. They didn't at all. There were two possessions at the end of the game where the Cavalier guards just out-hustled. The big guys down low done what they needed to do. They boxed out. They put bodies on guys. They put bodies on people to box out to get the rebound. The rebound goes past the bigs, and the Cavalier guards out-hustle the Grizzlies, get the rebound.
Who got that, Garland or Sexton?
Both. Obviously
I was talking about the last ones.
The last one, I think Sexton was the last one to get the rebound, but there were two possessions there at the end of the game. One of them at the very end, Sexton got the offensive rebound. And the possession, maybe two possessions before that, Garland got a hustle offensive rebound. I give the Grizzlies a break a lot of times because of youth and growing pains and this and that. But there's no excuse for this. They blew this game. The Grizzlies are the better team. They blew it. Just down the stretch, couldn't score.
Couldn't do nothing.
There has to be a line for the coaching where you sit down with Dylan Brooks and Jay Crowder and you just tell them, listen, you guys have got to do something different. You've got to do something different. The Grizzlies led by 12 in the fourth quarter of this game. Doesn't matter. They fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
Fell apart. And largely because Jay Crowder and Dylan Brooks were just chucking
trash.
They were playing selfish basketball, and that lost the Grizzlies the game. There were more things than just those two guys playing selfish basketball that led to the Grizzlies losing this game. Final score of the game, 114-107. Cavaliers win. Grizzlies fall to 10-19 on the season. Stat lines, like Sam said, you had some guys that put up good numbers. Jay Crowder, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Jaren Jackson had 24 points and 2 blocks. Yega had 14 and 14 with 4 blocks. Is that a season high for him?
On what?
blocks. I know points and rebounds.
Oh, yeah, that's a season high this year, yeah.
Yeah, four blocks. Mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Ja Morant, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists.
That's a career high for him, isn't it?
On assists, yep. Yes. Ties. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. DeAnthony Melton, 8, 3, 4, and 2 steals. DeAnthony continues to fill up the stat sheet whenever he's out there, and he's getting rewarded for it.
He just needs more minutes.
That's the positive thing. I didn't even look to see how many minutes he played tonight, but
17 and a half. Already gotcha.
Yeah. Like, he's taking minutes from Goodrich. Oh,
a little bit over 17:49, excuse me.
Yeah. As he should. He should play more than Goodrich. Mm-hmm. He's producing Goodrich. Goodrich is not. I'm not a firehouse get rid of Goodrich guy. He's still adapting to the NBA.
Get rid of him. Gone. No, I'm kidding.
He's a rookie. He's okay. He does. A lot of people forget. Yeah. Yep. This is. He came over. He played professional ball. Professional ball. Oh my goodness, man! Struggling tonight.
English is hard.
It is. He played professionally overseas, but this is his first year in the NBA.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So he's technically a rookie in the NBA. So the speed of the game is completely different between the two. So he has to adapt, and he hasn't done that.
Nope.
Glad to see DeAnthony Melton get more minutes. I'm not ready to give up on Goodrich. See a lot of people on Twitter that already add him in a trade, send him to Dallas.
Free Josh Jackson.
I don't know that there is. After Josh Jackson making the mistake, missing that meeting, there were not a lot of details released on that, but I think that he may have shot himself in the foot. I think that may have been, if he was close, which the front office and the coaching staff showed no signs that he was close to, they were like, oh, we got the generic, we're really happy with where he's at and what he's doing, yada, 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 wah, 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 wah.
Charlie
wah,
Brown. Wah.
That's all it is, man. It's just fluff, filler, bullcrap. But if he was close, which they showed no indication that he was close, everything that they were saying was a filler, bullcrap, him missing that meeting may have been his only opportunity.
One and only chance, and he blew it.
Yep.
Way to go, Josh. You can't be freed now. You're stuck in the G League.
Maybe not. We'll see. We'll see. The trade deadline's still coming up. There are some veteran guys that, you know, Iguodala is going to be gone, which that doesn't free up a spot for Jackson. But Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill, maybe they move one of those two guys, or maybe both of them.
They might, actually.
We'll see. That's something in our weekend show coming up that's going to probably release tomorrow or Sunday morning. We're going to cover that. We're going to talk about some maybe trade possibilities. We know Iguodala is going to be gone. The Grizzlies have made that clear. They're not going to buy him out. They want assets for him. So that's what they're doing. They're sitting on it. I'm glad they're looking to get something out of him. They've already got a first round pick coming. Whatever they get from there is just icing on the cake. So we'll go into that on our weekly preview show. We'll talk about some possible trade destinations and what we would like to see the Grizzlies get out of these guys. Grayson Allen had an interesting play tonight. Did you kind of pick up what they were saying on
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I 100% have not seen that.
I've ever seen that before. If I have, I don't remember. That was insane because it was he shot the three, made it, got fouled, and they called a flagrant on it as well. So he got two free throws to make one, right?
Right.
Basically, if he misses the first one, he gets the second one, right? Is that right? But yep. He made the first one.
Yeah, he made the first one, so it didn't matter. So basically, if he misses the three, then he gets four free throws. He gets the flagrant foul free throw and then the three
pointer. All right.
But because he made the three, you can't have a 5-point play. He gets two opportunities to make it a 4-point play. So had he missed the first free throw, he would have got a second one. It was that rule is wonky. I don't know how many times that's happened. I wouldn't.
Well, Brevin wasn't sure either, actually. He said that he's not sure that he's ever
Yeah.
He has, but obviously not often. I mean, the years that I've watched, I don't think I've ever seen that.
I can't remember a single time other than tonight I've seen that happen. So, actually, I had to listen because I wasn't sure on what the ruling and how that, you know, I knew what a flagrant foul was. I knew when they were reviewing it or whatever, but the two for one, I was uncertain. So it was kind of cool to watch that break down the way that it did. Yeah. So Grayson, prior to that 4-point play, picked up the technical.
That was beautiful. Good job, Grayson.
It was typical Grayson Allen stuff. I don't have a problem with it though, because Kevin Porter was jawing at him. Grayson just kind of, if he had clapped and walked up the middle of the paint instead of clapping toward him, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
But he was clapping right at him, so it was obvious what he was doing.
Followed behind him. I mean, yeah. He was like, oh, good job. Yeah, it was good.
I'm going to dig into this collapse here, man. I don't know. I don't have collapse. I'm just going to stick with that. I have other words that I would like to use. I'm not going to go there.
Poo-poo?
The Grizzlies led by 12 points with 10 minutes left. After Grayson Allen had the weird 2-for-1 play, the Grizzlies were up by 12. There are 10 minutes left in the game. At that point, after Grayson made the free throw on that 4-point play, the Grizzlies go 2.5 minutes without a bucket, and the Cavaliers cut the lead down to 2. The Grizzlies open it back up to 7 with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the game, and then they didn't score again for 4 minutes. Over the last 6 minutes of this game tonight, the Grizzlies got outscored 18-4. By the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, absolutely inexcusable.
The Cleveland Cavaliers outscored you 18-4 in the last 6 minutes of the game.
And they don't have LeBron James, for people that don't know.
Part of this goes back to Dylan Brooks and Jay Crowder.
That's a big part of
playing
it.
The selfish crap. Ja Morant only had 8 points tonight. He's not going to score 20 every night. I don't expect him to score 20 every night. But as a head coach, it is your job to step on toes. You can be a player's coach. You can do all the things that are right by your players. At some point, you have to step up and tell these guys, hey, what you're doing is not okay. Yeah, they're veterans. They may get upset. Who gives a flying flip? Honestly, who cares? Who cares if you tick them off? If you win the game, they're going to forget about it. You might tick them off in the moment. Maybe they hold a grudge for a little bit. You have Ja Morant that can get to the bucket. He's top 4 in scoring in the fourth quarter. He may have slid a little bit. I'm not 100% sure on that. Now, I know that he was top 10. I'm sure that he's still top 10 in fourth quarter scoring. He's an electric player. He can get to the bucket. He can create. You have one of the top guys in the league for fourth quarter scoring, and he can create for other guys. And you're letting Dylan Brooks and Jay Crowder run amok out there. And it's a freaking joke, man. It's a joke. I know the Grizzlies aren't going to win that many games this year, but come on. Come on. I don't care if you make Jay Crowder mad. He will get over it. And if he doesn't get over it, oh well. Oh freaking well. This year is a growing opportunity for these young guys. Let the young guys have the ball and let the young guys do what they do. You cannot spend the last 6 minutes of the game scoring 4 points.
Nope.
You're not going to beat anybody like that. Nope. It's not going to happen. You have to step on their toes. You have to lay down the law. Maybe he is, and we're just not seeing it. I don't know if he is. I don't see it at all.
I don't see him doing it at all. I'll be honest with you.
Like, it's Dylan Brooks, just the one play in particular where he was dribbling around and got it stripped and then just flop that way. I mean, that looked like schoolyard basketball bullcrap to the one kid that never gets the ball, that it doesn't matter what happens, they can put all four defenders around me and I'm not passing this ball. I'm going to slop up when I want to slop up because you never give me the ball. It was trash.
Boo boo poo poo is the word for that.
There's so many things on a night to night basis that the Grizzlies do well as a team, even though they're young. They had some positives tonight, but I'm not going to sit here and fluff them up. Not tonight. You're not getting it from me. You're not getting the fluff
tonight.
Way to
go, Dylan. You ruined it.
It's not just Dylan. Like, that play ticked me off. Like, before we even started recording, I was ticked because of that play. Like, I don't understand it.
Well,
man.
They shouldn't have lost that game, man. Earlier today, I was riding in the car, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, they're gonna win tonight. They're playing the Cavaliers. They're going to win. It's like playing the Knicks. You should win that.
But yeah.
Nope.
Didn't happen. The Grizzlies could easily be 3-0 right now this week.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
Yep.
Anyway, it's, yeah, we're rebuilding. There's always next year, yada, yada, yada. I don't care. Tonight, I don't care about any of that. Tonight, I care about the fact that...
Way to go, Dylan.
They lost to a team that they 100% should have beat.
They should have. Kevin Love even has a record against them. Did you hear that?
Uh-oh. What was that?
He averages a triple-double against them.
Averages a what?
A triple-double. Not triple. Double-double. Excuse me. Not triple-double. I'm dumb.
I was like, yeah, sleep deprived.
Not a triple-double. Excuse me. Sorry. No, he has like a double-double against them so many times, and he averages that.
Historic Grizzlies killer right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always forget that the Grizzlies drafted him and then traded him for O.J. Mayo.
And I was just about to say that.
Go ahead. What are your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I tell you, where's O.J. at now? Where's he at now? Nowhere. I remember the talks of him coming, who's the next Michael Jordan, blah, blah, blah. I remember he did the Michael Jordan freaking camp, and he told Mike came out, and he was guarding him, made a shot over him, said, oh, you can't guard me. And then Mike made everybody leave, and then he found out that he couldn't guard Mike either. So,
yeah, took it personal and then put on a clinic. It's easy in retrospect to be like, oh, that was a bonehead move. But at the time, you know, O.J. Mayo was getting a ton of hype coming out of USC. He played well in college. Kevin Love was a good college player. Mm-hmm. So at the time, that maybe the trade doesn't look that crazy because of where the Grizzlies were at as a team, like what they had personnel-wise.
They got a good shooting guard out of it, so.
Over the course of a career, obviously giving up Kevin Love for O.J. Mayo.
Kevin.
it looks rough. But at the time that they make the trade, I kind of see where they're coming from. I see what they're getting at.
Oh, yeah. I get that. But, well, like you said, in retrospect.
It's easy now. Yeah. We have the facts of what Kevin Love has done in his career as compared to what O.J. Mayo done. When at the time, because of the hype O.J. Mayo was getting, we may have been like, okay, yeah, this is not a bad deal. And I forget about that trade so much, I couldn't tell you how I felt whenever it happened. I honestly don't remember that,
but I wasn't like, it didn't, I was a Laker man then, so it didn't matter.
Kobe.
Yeah. Yep. The Bean, I remember the one time they talked about trading Pau Gasol for Kevin Love, and I was like, I don't know about that. Well, now, I don't know. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I take Pau in his prime over Kevin.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I'm glad they didn't end up doing that, but. I don't know.
Yeah, defensively, Kevin Love is a liability at the very minimum.
He wasn't then, though. Well,
he's always been.
His whole career. I didn't know you were going to say defensive.
Yeah.
No, yes.
On the offensive end.
Him being hurt all the time, that really didn't start till.
Yeah, that was late in his career. Yeah. He was fairly healthy up until like the last probably 3 or 4 years is when
it's when he was with the T-Wolves is when they were talking about doing that, I think.
Yeah. So he, you know, Anyway.
That's when he was held. But yeah, anyway, go ahead.
We're done with Kevin
Love.
Yeah, man,
I could talk for days on that. I love that man. Love you, Kevin.
But tough loss tonight. I'm at a loss for words on what else to say on it, man. I cannot wrap my head around what in the heck Dylan Brooks was thinking.
He wasn't, probably. He's like, this is my show.
Yeah,
get out.
I like Dylan Brooks. I like a lot of things that he does, but I was so beyond ticked at him tonight. Not saying that one play cost him the game, because obviously it did not. When you get outscored 18-4 over the last 6 minutes of a game, you're not going to beat anybody. But, man, if the shot's not falling, pass the ball.
Give it up.
You know, as a coach, you see guys out there on the struggle bus, put somebody else in there.
Give it to the Yay guy.
DeAnthony Melton was playing the three at one point tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was sitting there thinking, we'll kind of go off on this trail a little bit, but I was wondering, you know, after the trade deadline, what's this Grizzlies roster going to look like? And what's the starting lineup going to be? And I would be interested to see a starting lineup of Ja at the one, Dylan at the two, and Melton at the three. I love Brandon Clark. I love his athletic ability and what he can do, but I don't think Brandon Clark is fast enough to guard the threes.
I think he could.
You think Brent?
I think he could.
What do you think about DeAnthony at the three?
A little small.
He's got a 6'9 wingspan, man.
Well, I know. It's just, I mean, if you're playing small ball, because, you know, Jonas starts, so, I mean, the dude's absolutely huge. So, I mean, if you're doing small ball, then, yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. I would need to see it more.
I think different against different teams, they'd be okay. Yep. I mean, he's a good defender.
Could he guard Kevin Durant? I don't know.
Patrick Beverley's 6 foot tall, and he was guarding Durant.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Durant's a foot taller than Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, I mean, that's Patrick Beverley.
I'm obviously not saying that DeAnthony Melton is on the level defensively that Patrick Beverley is on.
That's what I'm hearing.
But he's also, DeAnthony Melton is taller than him. And the wingspan, the 6'9 wingspan, I think he would do fine at the three.
He might.
I would like to see that. After the trade deadline, if Jay Crowder is no longer a Grizzly, I would like to see Ja Morant at the one, Dylan Brooks at the two. Although after tonight, Dylan Brooks can probably set the bench as far as I care.
So then we have DeAnthony Melton at two, then Brandon Clark at the three.
Yeah, I'm just not convinced that Brandon can guard. I don't know if he's fast enough.
I would like to see it.
But maybe he is. Maybe he is. We'll see. So that's all we got for tonight, guys. Again, final score of the game, Cavaliers 114, Grizzlies 107. Grizzlies fall to 10-19 on the season. Sam, we gotta hit it up. It's almost the end of the show. JB, fun fact of the day.
I had a few, and I think this one's pretty good. So,
all right, here we go. JB, fun fact.
See, we got to have something like that. We've got to have some buzzers and stuff going off. It'd be really, really cool. But Jonas, he must be a pretty big fan of South Park, because he owns a custom-made South Park hat with a picture of Cartman on the front, and it says JV17 stitched into the side of it.
South Park fan.
Must be a pretty big South Park fan. He must like Cartman.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No kids, my pat.
All right, Sam, where can we find you on Twitter, man?
I'm on Twitter. It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
The show is at Hootball Grizz. I am at DWill2111. Hit us up. Find us on Twitter. You can find the show anywhere that you get podcasts. Go to the website. Have you signed up for the newsletter?
I expect it. You better be like Nike and just do it.
Sam is signed up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signed up for the newsletter. It's free, guys. Go to the website, hoop-ball.com. Sign up, free and easy.
Takes like 10 seconds.
No time at all.
Maybe 15 if you're slow at typing. And depending on the size of your email. But anyway, I could go on for days about that too. Anyway.
The leader here at Hootball, Mr. Aaron Bruski, puts out the newsletter every week covering all 30 teams. It's great. I love the diversity here at HoopBall. Not really. You know, we have different podcasts for certain teams, and we're growing that. We're trying to grow that. But I love that Brewski does not just hover in on two teams. I like that he gives you a little bit about all the teams, and that's not something that you see from everybody. So it's great. Again, the website is hoop-ball.com. Don't forget the dash, guys. Go and sign up for the free newsletter. You will not be disappointed.
Nope.
And that's all we got for today. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.